Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom Thayer.
Oh, no!
Chicago Bears radio analyst.
That's him. Don't you think you'd practice at home flipping it a couple times, make sure you get it right? It's like a referee in basketball makes sure you throw that jump ball up straight.
Tom Thayer, 1985 Super Bowl champion.
We are the Bears, shuffling through, shuffling on down.
Tom Thayer.
Touchdown, Bears!
Molly and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score. Let's get out to the Aurelio's Pizza Hotline. It's the sauce, and welcome in. I'm going to be honest with you. Not only a legend, but in my mind, the man who made all this happen. He's Tom Thayer.
Hey, Tom. Good morning.
And I like Aurelio's Pizza.
See? We'll send you over one.
Yeah, but
it's
right.
The sauce.
Don't have a piece missing by the time it gets here.
Yeah, we'll send you one over. First, we will. No. So listen, Tom, it's all of it, right? I mean, it's beating the Packers, and it's clinching the playoffs, and it's winning the division. It's just, you can't imagine a better afternoon for the Chicago Bears. It was, you know, if it wasn't for Eddie Jackson limping off, I think everybody would feel great about everything that happened on the day.
Yeah, but, you know, I said this to Jeff in the broadcast as soon as the game started. I said, this is not a period at the end of the sentence. This is just a comma, and let's see what's going forward. Because it seems like everybody, they have this certain sense of accomplishment, but there's so much left to do. And the worst thing you want to do is have a lingering thought inside the locker room for your preparation that, okay, the job is finished. That is the farthest thing from the truth. These guys need to come in here with the same attitude when they start practice tomorrow and then Wednesday when they get back on the field in preparation for San Francisco that went and beat Seattle and then the Minnesota game and then what's going forward from there. And that's one of the messages that I like about Matt the most is no matter what happened in the game, it's about improving going forward. And we saw, you know, the little bit of the layoff, how it you know, took a toll on Mitch last week, but then how he improved this week and how much better he has to get next week and going forward with the rest of the guys. So, yeah, Eddie Jackson was the mark on the game that is going to linger in everybody's memory because how good he's been for the defensive backfield. But it's about a whole team thing about getting better.
Tom, you heard Matt Nagy with us earlier last hour talk about how he's not going to back off. I mean, the attack mode is still going to be the mentality. And I think that's important with this team. I mean, obviously, you have to weigh rest versus rust, and you don't want to go into the postseason with any sort of injury situation. But would you agree that, especially with Mitch Trubisky, you can't really afford to back off here. You really want to go into the postseason with some momentum.
You're right. You know, and that's the thing about it is we've had examples before, even myself being on a team that you clinch early and then, you know, with Ditka, if you ever went there and asked, hey, can you rest me because we've already clinched the division? He'd go, yeah, I'll rest you, but I'm going to cut you. So I think you got to keep the same attitude that they've had all year. And, you know, one thing about this team, it's competitive within its own roster. So if there's guys out there that aren't living up to their expectations, it's going to limit their reps or it's going to take playing time away from them. And that's the good thing about it. But then you got guys out here like Khalil and like Danny Trevathan and some and Prince Amukamara, excuse me, some of these veterans that have experience, but they also know that it's important for these young guys to continue to improve, continue to study, don't create mental errors. Things are going to change game plan to game plan, offense to offense, and I think that's the great thing that we've seen out of this coaching staff is that they've always had these guys prepared, and then if someone's had to step up to the plate and increase their playing time, they've been prepared equally as well.
Yeah, and Tom, I think when we talk about that, you know, you're looking at a guy in Leonard Floyd who is improving as the year goes on, and I know he had the broken hand and all that, but you went into a year before the Mac trade thinking he was your best pass rusher or he had to sort of blossom in order to solve that problem. And now, lo and behold, He's coming around here at the end of the year, and you know, is it possible that the Bears can get better?
Oh, yeah. I you know, Leonard Floyd is just scratching the surface of how good he can ultimately be. He can be the pass rusher that we've all expected out of him. He's a better player with his feet right now out of his stance. He uses his length well. He's got, he's got the speed to chase quarterbacks or running backs, or, you know, he's getting better in his coverage skills. But, you know, it's a continuous process for him. Like Mitchell Trubisky and how good he can ultimately be, I think you have that in front of Leonard Floyd. The more examples he can see of watching tape of guys around the league, or watching tape of that move that Khalil Mack pulled off on the right tackle when he had the dip with his balance and his force still coming to the quarterback. And now, wow, if he can do that, let me try that. Let me see if I can dip my shoulder and get underneath the height of the arms of the offensive tackle. And so, I think there's a lot of great examples of veteran work ethic here that can spill, you know, downward to these young guys that don't have the same experiences.
This segment with Tom Thayer is brought to you by Ford, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Tom, Tariq Cohen only carried the ball five times. He had five passes, 10 touches, and yet I felt like his impact was dramatic on that game. I mean, his 44-yard punt return in the fourth quarter led to a really big field goal by Cody Parkey. He'll probably get elected to the Pro Bowl tomorrow, but who does he remind you of? Have you been surprised at how valuable he has become? Because when you look at the Bears' most explosive playmaker, it'd be hard to get a guy who's any more dangerous than he is.
Yeah, you know, when I went home last night and I was watching Darren Sproles a little bit, but you think about him throughout his younger days and the influence that he would have on the opponents when special teams were a little bit more aggressive than they are today. And then when you look at him in the offensive lineup itself, and if you look through Tariq to the defensive backfield, or look from Darren Sproles in his younger days to the defensive backfield, and then you see the influence he has on their different coverage responsibilities, how they make sure they can stack their coverage from the second level to the third level and have total awareness of where he is on the field. You know, that's the unique thing about it, because the more they're concerned about Tariq Cohen, the more opportunities it's going to provide to all the other guys who can touch the football. And whether it's, you know, moving coverage towards Tariq Cohen and then getting Taylor Gabriel a one-on-one opportunity, and then you get a defensive back who's worried about his speed, who's in such an aggressive backpedal that it creates a wider window for Mitch to throw to. And so, yeah, that's, you know, whether it's Vic Fangio using his defensive personnel to make adjustments by the offense, or if you look at the Bears offense and having Tariq and Taylor Gabriel, Allen Robinson, and these guys in the game, in the way they have to adjust to their anticipation of their athleticism, they've done a great job. And, you know, right after the game, I asked Coach Nagy, because remember last week he said if I would have put those four defensive players in and they didn't work, you guys would be crucifying me.
Yep.
So I asked them about the wildcat play that resulted in a fumble. Are you ever going to stop being creative? And then the first thing he said is never. So, you know, that's what the players want to hear out of Matt is, yeah, if you have a play that failed, I'm not going to go away from it. I'm going to still be creative. I'm going to try to put you guys in every advantage position to make use of what your traits are.
He's Tom Thayer, local legend, and he's David is going to take a couple days off to finish his Christmas shopping, and Tom will be sitting in on Wednesday and Thursday. They're calling it a new career low for Tom.
No, man! I can't wait. Can't wait to get up at 4 o'clock and come in and see your smiling face at 4:58. And you know, you're like the teammate that couldn't be there until like one minute before the start of team meetings. Just, you know, you don't want to give too much too early.
Yeah, Tom Coughlin would love me, or he would.
No, you and Jeff would be the most highly fine professional athlete that we've ever played with.
Yeah,
that's good stuff. I can't wait to listen.
It comes with being out of shape, David. So help us out, Tom, as we look at this. And, you know, look, I mean, who knows? Maybe the Saints lose tonight. Certainly the Bears beat the Rams so much they lost two. And now maybe they lose another one. And we talked to Matt Nagy, and he said they're going to remain aggressive and try to, you know, get as much out of the season as they can. And we were talking amongst ourselves about the idea that, you know, we saw Mitch sit out two games and you know, needed a game before he had the performance yesterday. If he plays, and if he needs to play, doesn't everyone have to play? I suppose you could rest a running back maybe, but you better have the guys that are catching the passes, the rhythm of that. You better have your offensive line protecting the young quarterback. There's a lot left for the Bears to perhaps achieve.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's all about the attitude within the room of the team. You don't want these guys looking for a way out. You don't want to look them for less reps or less opportunities on the field. And you got to keep the attitude the same. Because, again, you know, my references have to go back to Coach Ditka, because he had great experience in the playoffs and Super Bowls as a player and as an assistant coach. And he says you cannot turn the switch off and then think you can turn it right back on. And so whether, you know, we've seen the examples of Coach Nagy resting guys in the preseason, but when you look at the effort they were giving on the practice field, it was as they were practicing as if they were playing. So those are the decisions that Coach Nagy's going to have to make throughout his experiences in his football life. But, man, you can never let the team think, okay, it's you can relax, but we'll get ready when that important time comes. No, every moment that you have an opportunity to be on the field, it's important for these guys. And I think that's been the clear message from, you know, like Allen Robinson said, April 3rd from the first time they got together.
All righty, Tom, thank you. Can't wait to see you on Wednesday.
Thanks, Tom.
See you, man. Thank you, guys.
Care. That is Tom Thayer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.